Wow, it's already Friday. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Or friends, thank goodness it's Friday. How is everybody doing today on a Friday morning? Good morning. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Welcome to the iHeartRadio Network here at Faith Studio One. Y'all pumped up? Are you feeling good on a Friday? Are you getting your coffee? Or are you coffeed up? I'm on my second cup of coffee. And listen, I just want to tell you, I want to take a little time out before I tell you what's going to happen on my show today. And I want to thank each and every one of you for all your love, all your support, all your sweet comments. Thank you for utilizing the ministry line. In fact, I want to go ahead and give that to you. Anytime, friends. 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Call or text me anytime. I pay for that line for you all. Okay, if there's an urgency, prayer request, send it to me. Let me pray for you, your brother in Christ, okay? Also, you can even email it to me along with new music, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Well, we made it, didn't we? Already Monday through Friday. It's Father's Day weekend coming up. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I am taking a podcast break on the iHeartRadio Network tomorrow on Saturday, so I will not be on the air tomorrow. However, very special Sunday morning praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. So, yes, I will be doing that. Anyway, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a Friday. What do you say? I'm going to bring him in. Producer Dave's here. Security Sam's here. We're going to do a little round table with these two. This ought to be really interesting. I can't wait to do the round table of Producer Dave and the Deacon. That's the one I want to do. And that may be coming up next week, so stand by for that. Next week, I should say. Okay, got a great Bible devotion. It's going to talk a little bit about joy. Also got some great, great Christian music lined up, friends. And you ready for this? Music kind of go a little bit. What does the Bible say about forgiveness? I'm going to give you some helps on that. We need to forgive. Yes, you can forgive and forget. Or what is it? No, you can forgive, but you may not forget. But you should forgive as brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's hard. I'm going to try to give you some pointers to help you out on that, okay? I was debating whether to do that or do a Father's Day lesson, and I've done so many of them over the years. I thought, you know what? We're going to go to forgiveness, okay? With everything going on in America, all the riots, all the political stuff going on, which I don't like getting into, I thought it would be better just to go this route. So we're going to talk about what the Bible says about forgiveness, okay? You're going to enjoy that. All right, let's get it rolling on a Friday morning. I wish Baker Shine was here. He'd probably be bringing me some donuts, and I'm not talking about his Rummy Tum Tum donuts, you know what I mean. Okay, well, today, our Bible devotion on is what is joy. Now, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 10, Scripture reminds us, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Friends, you know, some people think Christians should always be smiling and happy. And something is wrong if they aren't. But this isn't necessarily true. You see, in fact, Jesus stood outside the tomb of his friend Lazarus. And as we read that Jesus wept, and of course you can find that in the book of John, chapter 11, verse 35. And as he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept. Of course, you can also find that in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 41. Because of its spiritual blindness and guilt. He knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane and was in agony, and his sweat became like great drops of blood. Find that in the book of Luke, chapter 22 and verse 44. So don't confuse happiness with joy. Happiness comes with happy circumstances. In fact, joy wells up deep inside of our souls as we learn to trust Christ. You see, joy does not mean that we're never sad or we're never going to cry. The joy is quite confidence as a state of inner peace that comes from God. You see, friends, life's troubles may rob us of our happiness, but they can never rob us of our joy that God gives us as we turn in what faith to Him and seek His face. Amen? Amen. Stand by. We're going to do an intro first of producer Dave, and then we'll do one for security Sam. This ought to be fun. A little bit of Christian comedy exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on the iHeartRadio Network. Well, here he comes at our studio here at Faith Studio 1. 10-gallon hat, mustache, or gold tee mustache, whatever you want to call it. The country hick himself. Mr. TBN producer and other church producer. Let's give it up right now. What do you say? Producer Dave, how are you doing? Well, hello there, Slea, and how are you doing there, my friend? I'm glad everything's going good. This here is Producer Dave reporting for duty at Faith Studio 1. Well, thank you so much, my friend. That's great. Yes, I am doing great. I'm doing fine. And guess what? Here in just a second. What's that? Well, here in just a second, you and security Sam are going to be at a little round table that I'm going to be doing. So you're going to have to stand by here in just a minute. But I wanted to say hi. And oh, I got the crow still crowing. Excuse me. Too much cough. Slea, hey, why you overriding me there, son, with that doggone crow in the morning? I know you're trying to cause a little bit of comical things. Well, I don't know. You know what? Next week, will you join me in a round table with the deacon? I want to talk to the deacon. What's he up to? Well, he wants to talk to you too. So this ought to be interesting, but today we're going to do it with you and security Sam. You're still popular, my friend. So, you know, just want you to know that. Okay, I understand. Well, bring on Sam, will you, for goodness sakes. I got to get a quick cup of coffee. Okay, go do that. All right, here we go. Let's give it up right now, security Sam. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a mighty fine cheer. I'm really messing up on my cheers and my claps today from Faith Studio 1. And clap today, your friend, my friend. Let's give him a little bit of a morning crow while he's already got coffee in hand and producer Dave's already at the headset. He's got his headset on and everything. That's right. You ready? Security Sam. Have no fear. Sam is here and hello, producer Dave. Well, hello there, buddy. How you doing? I'm doing just fine. How are you doing there, son? Well, let me tell you something here. I got myself a cup of coffee. And see, he's supposed to be playing that song as he always does on Friday. Now, hold on, guys. Hold on. I guess I'm going to have to do you like I did the deacon and Bus Captain Bill. Now, Bus Captain Bill, by the way, was very well behaved. Yes, we're going to play the coffee song immediately after we have a little round table. So, yes, guys, and I welcome you. Thank you for taking a little bit of your brief time to want to talk and chat for a little bit. I thought this would be kind of fun. One day I'm going to have everybody at the round table. Now, see, you know it's very important to have Producer Dave part of it because I am the TBN, one of the TBN producers, and I also go to some of these other local churches around the area and help produce some of their stuff as well. Well, that's really cool. Yeah, I know you do. And Sam, what do you think of that?
Well, he don't understand that Security Sam protects a lot of things, not just Face Studio One, but he also protects some of these churches. And there's also our security company that does protect TBN.
Well, I agree with you there, Sam, but I'm going to tell you something right now. They also have their own personal security. Fellas, hold on. Okay, it ain't who's the best in the West, okay? Well, let's talk a little bit briefly because we got a full show lined up today. We're going to talk about forgiveness, what the Bible says about forgiveness. But before we get all that started with our music and stuff and the coffee song, I want to be sure to put that in on a Friday. Tell me briefly, Producer Dave, what's been going on with you, sir, since things are getting kind of back to normal.
Well, see, I got to tell you, I always wear my mask. Going into TBN, you can't have anybody in there but the local people that are preaching, teaching, or whatever they may be doing. And they call me up and they're like, Producer Dave, come on in. We got to get this all done. Now, I do that, and then also if some of these local churches that are doing online or even YouTubing, it seems to be the big deal right now, then Producer Dave gets in there and he produces all this. But that's what I've been doing, and there's been no crowds or anything like that, but I do have my mask on that says Producer and a Dave. There you go. Absolutely. I love it. Sam, what about you?
Well, see, hey, you know, I've been keeping watch on Face Studio One. Been protecting the equipment, been protecting the building. Me and Charlie, we've been doing our Bible studies.
Well, I think those Bible studies are going to be great there. Sam, what are you guys studying on?
Well, we just got through finishing Job here recently, and now we're in the book of Ruth. We're just kind of studying that, and we break out in different portions of the Bible. But I tell you one thing right now, that not only do I take care of Faith Studio One, but I also go and I secure and take care of other little areas on other little churches around the parking lot. And, you know, you got to kind of be careful because sometimes you never know who's in the parking lot. If you catch my drift there, right, CA?
Yeah. You never know sometimes, you know. Excuse me. Fellas, I'm glad everything's going good. I'm glad God's moving in y'all's life. And what an honor to have you. But before y'all get ready to go, like I said, I got a full show lined up today. It's just a little mini, hi, how you doing, a little meet and greet. And we'll do more longer roundtables. Tell me in closing, before we get ready to play the coffee song, Producer Dave, let's go to you. What is the main thing this week that God has blessed you with?
Well, God has blessed me going back to work, doing producing, of course, for TBN and some of the other churches. Because I have been taking it easy, reading scripture and doing my own Bible study. So that's been a blessing in itself. Amen. Amen, I would agree. What about you, Sam?
Well, I'm just thankful to have a job. Take care of Face Studio One. And also protecting like these church parking lots and some of these churches. And God's given me the ability to also interconnect with Charlie and other people and do Bible study.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, fellas. Y'all enjoy your Friday. I know it's kind of a short one. I got a full schedule lined up. John Waller, kick it off. Good cup of coffee. Jesus in the morning. Before we do that, Producer Dave, anything you want to say?
I just want to tell everybody to have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. Producer Dave signing off.
All right, bye, Producer Dave. Sam, anything for you?
I just want to tell everybody, dads, have a great Father's Day. Enjoy time with your kids.
That's right. All right. John, kick it off for us. We need a good cup of coffee, Jesus, in the morning, please.
That's me. Early morning, something.
I have a special song that I normally will play on Father's Day. We've been playing it the last year. We played it last year. We've been on the iHeartRadio network for almost 2 years. Been very blessed to be on it. With Father's Day coming up, there's a song that little girls and grown-up girls and even kids in general who love their daddies, and if you're fortunate and your dad's around, like my father's around and everything, praise the Lord, you enjoy as much time as you can with them, right? Well, being Father's Day weekend, and we're not doing a podcast tomorrow on our iHeartRadio network, I have a song I want to play. It's a Holly Dunn song, okay, because sometimes I do play some country and whatever we may have, so sometimes we do a little bit out of the norm. It's called Daddy's Hands, Holly Dunn. Enjoy.
Forgiveness. set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Matthew West, and before that, a Holly Dunn song that a lot of you dads would love, Daddy's Hands. So let's say a quick little mini prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, today may this lesson touch a lot of my listeners on the iHeartRadio network. When we talk about what does the Bible say about forgiveness, and maybe someone that has wronged us and someone that we forgive, we may never forget, but the full forgiveness, and we may we endure and learn from the lesson today. For we ask this in your precious and holy name. Amen. Okay, so what does the Bible say about forgiveness? Well, y'all know the story I've shared before about my friend Matt. I got lots of friends that I went to elementary and high school with and, things like that. And it got to a point to where I knew that, even if something was said wrong, that somehow or another it was gonna come out right, and we were gonna make it right. And me and Matt, I gotta share with you, we were somehow, some way, gonna put all of our differences aside and still remain friends, which we did till near the end. But one day, he said that he just didn't think we were going to be friends. And, of course, sadly, through the years, he had passed away, a good friendship for decades. And all I ever wanted to do was realize that you were a good friend of mine that lived down the street, Matt, that we used to play football and baseball and things like that. And we were the little rascal group along with Terry and Jerry and Dale and some of my other dear friends. All I wanted to do was seal the deal and say, hey, regardless of our differences, we're still friends. I forgave him, but he could never forgive me, sadly, and then he went on. And hopefully he went on and found Jesus Christ. I guess what my point is, friends, is that forgiveness is critical. And to gain a better understanding of why, I think it's important to remind ourselves what the Bible says about forgiveness. And before I get started a little bit on my Bible helps, if you right now are forgiving but not forgetting, make it right with whoever has either wronged you or who's ever you've wronged. We'll see, hey, it's better and it's easier for you to say, no, it really isn't. Be the icebreaker. Make an icebreaker. If they don't want to break ice with you, then just pray for them. You did all you can do. And just remember that. So I hope this helps you guys. the first point I want to make is all of us are in need of forgiveness. The Romans Road, I call it, the old Baptist way, back in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, from a spiritual perspective, we are all born with the sin problem. Eternally separated from God, we'd be lost forever without Him intervening and offering us forgiveness. I often think about how many times that your DJ on iHeartRadio CA has messed up. Each and every time. But you know what? God is there with open arms to offer forgiveness. The same is true with people that are married and going through marital trouble, or people that are single and looking for the right mate, or people that are want to be single, whatever it may be, whatever you're going through. God's there with you with open arms, so just remember that. Another point I want to make is forgiving others is a prerequisite of our own forgiveness. So, for if you forgive ourselves their trespassers, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Well, see, hey, where do you find that? Go to the book of Matthew chapter 6, read verses 14 and 15. You know, this is a very difficult verse to process, friends. God stands ready and willing to forgive us, but He asks that we extend the same forgiveness to others first. So if we have resentment and maybe bitterness in our hearts, it's time to give it over to God. Let Him heal us and give us the ability to forgive. You see, our eternity is dependent upon it. Let me just stop there. Up in heaven, there ain't going to be no hate. There ain't going to be no resentment. There ain't going to be no paybacks, as we call them. God is love. Heaven's going to be love, worship, celebration. Celebrating our Father God. My Father, your Father. Amen? Amen. Another point I want to make is lack of forgiveness breaks our fellowship with God. Did you know that? So if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there at the altar and let go. Let go, let God is what I call it. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Find that in the book of Matthew chapter 5, read verses 23 and 24. You see, the Bible is clearly, very clear, about harboring bitterness in our own hearts. And it is sin. And if we aren't actually seeking to kill it, it will break our fellowship with God. We won't experience everything God has to offer us, so you need to remember that. Another point I want to make is we owe others forgiveness even when they don't ask for it. And you're like, what, CA? Yes, we do. We owe others forgiveness even when they don't ask for it. So let's refresh this. So let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15 where it says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his faults between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. So let me ask you this, friends. How often do we hold it against someone when they haven't apologized? Oh, I've been in situations where people haven't apologized to me. Oh, I'm a super nice guy. I have my moments like everybody else. I like apologies when I can, but I don't get them very often, you know, and even in the past. But think about this. When we are wrong, we can expect someone to come to us and say, I'm sorry. Yes, that is the right thing to do. However, the Bible doesn't place that requirement on forgiveness. You see, God commands us to be the initiators to the transaction. So we should go to our brother or sister and talk it out. And it is not an easy thing to do. But it is critical in being able to move forward, friends. Remember that. Another point I want to make is we owe forgiveness to those who don't deserve it. And as they were stoning Stephen, as you well remember, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against me. And when he said this, he fell asleep. Where do you find that? Go to the book of Acts chapter 7. Read verses 59 through 60. You know, friends, there are numerous examples that charge us to forgive others, even when they don't deserve it. In addition, this is an example of Stephen. I think about Jesus on the cross in the midst of his executors. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. It's in the book of Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Every time I find myself having trouble extending forgiveness to someone I've deemed undeserving, I think about how unworthy I am of forgiveness. Yet God sees or saw fit to love me and forgive me. When considering the magnitude of that, every situation in my life where I have felt reluctant to forgive seems trivial. Another point I want to make to you guys is we owe others an unlimited amount of forgiveness. You know, if you go back to the book of Matthew chapter 18 and verses 21 to 22, then Peter came up and he said to them, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as, what, seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. You see, forgiving is hard. But doing it all over and over again can seem impossible. But with God, anything is possible. Jesus is clear in his passage, friends, that there is no final straw that warrants us withholding our forgiveness. You see, God doesn't have the final straw for us, to be clear. This doesn't mean allowing others to take advantage of your forgiveness. You see, God also gave us the ability to be reasonable and to make smart choices in our lives. Holding on to the resentment only with our joy while doing no harm to the other party. We should forgive repetitively because God commands it and he knows what's best for our lives. Another point I want to make, there are no consequences for choosing not to forgive. And in all anger, his master delivered him from the jailers until he should pay all of his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you. If you do not forgive your brother from the heart, go to the book of Matthew chapter 8 and read verses 34 to 35. You see, God takes forgiveness seriously. And this is a parable is proof. If we do not forgive others, and I repeat, if we don't forgive others, there are consequences, eternal consequences. You know what? That's a scary thing. And it challenges me to evaluate my own heart, and it should you as well. If you go to the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 23, read this. Search my heart, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. So if forgiveness is needed today, today is the day to make it right. Amen? Amen. Another point I want to make to you is Jesus, our ultimate example, practice forgiveness. Go to the book of John. Let's reflect back on that. Go to chapter 8 and verse 7 where it says, And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and he said to them, let him know who is without sin among you be the first to throw the stone at her. Now, I don't know what Jesus was writing in the dirt, as we all don't know. Billy Graham had said one time in his studies, he believes that Jesus might have wrote the Ten Commandments, but we don't really know, okay? Another thought it could be is maybe it was a list of the Pharisees and their sins. What I do know is this, friends, is that Jesus calls us to examine our own lives first instead of focusing on actions of others. It is easier to forgive others when we have an understanding of our own shortcomings. You see, Jesus forgives the woman and lovingly encourages her to change her ways. Because if you go to the book of John and you refresh that on chapter 8 and verse 11, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Our challenge is to follow Jesus' example and do the same. Here's another point for you. God gives us the ability to forgive others. We all should know that, right? Go to Ephesians chapter, and let's revisit that, chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. You see, friends, forgiving can be one of the hardest things God requires of us. But the good news is He doesn't command in us and then leaves us to do it on our own. He gave us Jesus as an example, and He gives the power through the Holy Spirit. Just remember that. My last point I want to make to you on my Bible archive notes is after forgiveness comes love, even if forgetting isn't possible. Now let's refresh one more time here in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, where it says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. You know, sometimes things, they change in our lives. And things happen in our lives, and we cannot forget. But even if we're able to forgive, while we may not be able to erase our memory, we do not have the control of our own actions. We can love those who have wronged us after we forgave them. But it's hard to harbor ill will toward those who actively serve, love, and pray for. So in closing, before I do a closing prayer, I hope that that gives y'all some helps on what the Bible says about forgiveness. My prayer for you in this little simple prayer that I pray that you pray along with me is that God will open whatever is closing you inside of forgiveness, to release it and let it go. Let go and let God. It's the best advice I can give you. When I go out, and let me just say this, when I go out and I guess speak when I can, I haven't been able to do it since COVID-19, and it's been a little while, and I'm hoping eventually that I'll be able to go out, and I've got some big dreams that I want to kind of be doing. But when I go out and I guess speak at different churches that I have in the way back in the past, one of the things I always mention to people is let go and let God. I had one guy approach me, he said, Brother C.A., what do you mean by letting go and letting God? Well, if it's an issue, if it's a carnal hardness of your heart, let go and let God. Let Him chisel inside of your heart to reach your heart. The Holy Spirit touch you, guide you, protect you, lead you in the way that you need to be led, if it's forgiveness or whatever it may be in your life. You know, Father's Day is coming up in a few days. Dads, how long has it been since you maybe spent some time with your kiddos? How long has it been since you've told maybe your daughter, your son, your grandkids, these simple words? I love you. Let me ask you this, dads and moms, single moms even, how long has it been since you said, I love you to your kids? Or how long has it been since you said, God, and you've had prayer time, I love you. Thank you. Happy Father's Day, Father. I love you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for being with me 24/7. I love you, God. You're my creator. You're my Lord of Lords and King of Kings. How long's it been? As I always said, like I told this gentleman, if you don't have it right with God, now's the time to get it right. And if I can help you, my ministry line's always open. 1-800-978-9735. One more time, 1-800-978-9735. Or email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. You are loved. You are appreciated. Or you may say, CA, you know, I need prayer. Well, we're here, and we can go unspoken. In closing, before I shut the lights off here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, on a hot day, I hope, Dad, you have a great weekend with your kids and moms, whatever it may be. There's a lot of single moms out there. If you've lost your dad, either with, sadly, COVID-19 or whatever it may be, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with you. But know this, that God's got you. So let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. Father, we thank you for all you do. Father, in this time of forgiveness, if we have trouble forgiving, help us. Chisel our hearts, God, when we're going through carnal situations and our heart's carnal. Because we know through you that you can unchisel the situation. Change me, O Lord. Change me, O Lord. Be with us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, that's going to wrap it up. Getting ready to cut the lights off at Faith Studio 1 again in Fort Worth, Texas, on the iHeartRadio Network. My name is C.A. I am your on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to also enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. See you Sunday, friends, for Sunday Morning Praise. Happy Father's Day, dads.